రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం కెంటో 1 చాప్టర్ 17 టెక్స్ట్ నంబర్ 42. వృషస్య నష్టాన్ స్త్రీన్ పాదాన్
వృషస్య నష్టాన్ స్త్రీన్ పాదాన్
తపశోచం దయామితి
తపశోచం దయా ఇతి
ప్రతిసందద్ ఆశ్వాస్య
ప్రతిసందద్ ఆశ్వాస్య
మహిం చ సమవర్ధయత్
మహిం చ సమవర్ధయత్
వృషస్య నష్టా స్త్రీన్ పాదాన్
వృషస్య నష్టాస్ స్త్రీన పాదాన్
తపశోచం దయామితి
తపశోచం దయా ఇతి
ప్రతిసందద్దాశ్వాస్య
ప్రతిసందద్దాశ్వాస్య
మహిం చ సమవర్ధయత్
మహిం చ సమవర్ధయత్
వృషస్య నష్టా స్త్రీన్ పాదాన్
వృషస్య నష్టా స్త్రీన్ పాదాన్
తపశోచం దయామితి
తపశోచం దయామ్ ఇది
ప్రతిసందద్ ఆశ్వాస్య
ప్రతిసందద్ ఆశ్వాస్య
మహిం చ సమవర్ధయత్
మహిం చ సమవర్ధయత్
వృషస్య
వృషస్య
ఆఫ్ ద బుల్
ఆఫ్ ద బుల్
ద పర్సనాలిటీ ఆఫ్ రిలీజన్
ద పర్సనాలిటీ ఆఫ్ రిలీజన్
నష్టాన్
నష్టాన్
లాస్ట్
లాస్ట్
త్రీ పాదాన్
పాదాన్
లెగ్స్
లెగ్స్
తపః
తపః
ఆస్టెరిటీ
ఆస్టెరిటీ
శౌచం
శౌచం
క్లెన్లీనెస్
క్లెన్లీనెస్
దయాం
దయాం
మర్సీ
మర్సీ
ఇతి
ఇతి
దస్
దస్
ప్రతిసందదే
ప్రతిసందదే
రీఎస్టాబ్లిష్డ్
రీఎస్టాబ్లిష్డ్
ఆశ్వస్య
ఆశ్వస్య
బై ఎన్కరేజింగ్ యాక్టివిటీస్
బై ఎన్కరేజింగ్ యాక్టివిటీస్
మహిం
మహిం
ద అర్త్
ద అర్త్
చ
చ
అండ్
అండ్
సమవర్ధయత్
సమవర్ధయత్
పర్ఫెక్ట్లీ ఇంప్రూవ్డ్
పర్ఫెక్ట్లీ ఇంప్రూవ్డ్
ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ అండ్ పర్పోర్ట్ బై హిస్ డివైన్ గ్రేస్ ఏసి భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామి శిల ప్రభుపాద్
జయ శిల ప్రభుపాద్.
Thereafter, the king re-established the lost legs of the personality of religion, and by encouraging activities, he sufficiently improved the condition of the earth. Please repeat. Thereafter, the king
re-established
the lost legs of the personality of religion, And by encouraging activities, he sufficiently improved the condition of the earth. Purport. By designating particular places for the personality of Kali, Maharaj Parikshit practically cheated Kali. In the presence of Kali, Dharma and the earth, he could actually estimate the general condition of his kingdom, and therefore he at once took proper steps to re-establish the legs of the bull, namely austerity, cleanliness and mercy. And for the general benefit of the people of the world, he saw that the gold stock might be employed for stabilization. Gold is certainly a generator of falsity, intoxication, prostitution, enmity and violence. But under the guidance of a proper king or public leader or a brahmana or sannyasi, the same gold can be properly utilized to re-establish the lost legs of the bull, the personality of religion. Maharaj Parikshit therefore, like his grandfather Arjuna, collected all illicit gold kept for the propensities of Kali and employed it in the Sankirtan Yajna as per instruction of the Srimad Bhagavatam. As we have suggested before, one's accumulated wealth may be divided into three parts for distribution, namely 50% for the service of the Lord, 25% for the family members, and 25% for personal necessities. Spending 50% for the service of the Lord or for propagation of spiritual knowledge in society by way of the Sankirta Yajna is the maximum display of human mercy. People of the world are generally in darkness regarding spiritual knowledge, especially in regard to the devotional service of the Lord. And therefore, to propagate the systematic transcendental knowledge of devotional service is the greatest mercy that one can show in this world. When everyone is taught to sacrifice 50% of his accumulated gold for the Lord's service, certainly austerity, cleanliness and mercy automatically ensure. And thus, the last three legs of the personality of religion are automatically established. When there is sufficient austerity, cleanliness, mercy and truthfulness, naturally Mother Earth is completely satisfied and there is very little chance for Kali to infiltrate the structure of human society. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurve Nama Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Jayapataka Swaminiti Namine Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Vrashyasya Nashtan Trin Padan Tapa Shocham Dayamiti Pratisandat Ashvasya Mahim cha samavardayat. Thereafter, the king re-established the lost legs of the personality of religion, and by encouraging activities, he sufficiently improved the condition of the earth. So now we are almost coming to the end of this chapter. And here we see King Parikshit, Parikshit Maharaj, as we call him, re-established. The Dharma had lost three legs, but by taking care of these two affected personalities, the Bhumi and the Dharma, he took care of the problems, you know. He immediately, first of all, told Kali that you cannot live here. And then he gave him four items where he can live. And then Kali, being not satisfied and still scared that there is no such place where he can be there, then the Parikshit Maharaj, by using his intelligence given by Krishna and Guru, he said, okay, you can live in gold. And here we see a very, very wonderful description by Srila Prabhupada about how gold, I mean, King Parikshit knew already, and then the Acharya is explaining that how gold can be used for the welfare of the society, you know, hidden gold. Now you can imagine, in India especially, you know, I don't know how in the whole world India is one, and maybe, you know, we don't know much about Pakistan and Bangladesh, they must be also following India because part of India once upon a time. So gold, and so we also see it in Dubai and other places, you know. People have tons of gold, all, you know, as we say, hoarding of gold, you know, literally. The funniest part is, I remember when we started our industry in Bangalore, you know, people, we knew, we wanted money, you know. See, why I'm saying this, because people say that we are saving it for the rainy day. You know, why the gold is there? That means if there is a problem, then we can use the gold. But generally, when the problem comes, people don't touch their gold, you know. Because that's the last priority. Generally, people will go to a bank or a money lender, pay some heavy interest, and still hold on to the gold. The point is that if the gold comes out, and it is given to the state of course, the state has to be also honest, you know, the leaders of the state. That is the thing. That is why people are holding, because people have no faith. Now, so much so that people have no faith in the bank also sometimes, you know, because banks are getting knocked out. In America, in last 2 years, especially after 2008 recession, some hundreds of banks have been closed because no money, or somebody has misappropriated or something like that. So it is interesting that wherever there is gold, all these four problems are there. Why? Because the person is rich. You know, that's the point. The person is rich, and a rich person, as they say, you know, if you have a lot of gold, then you become filthy rich. The verb, the adjective used is filthy rich. That means you have so much money that the chances are that you are going to misuse it, you know. We need money, no doubt. We need Lakshmi. Everybody needs Lakshmi. But then how much? That is the point. And that's why Prabhupada spoke about this 50%, 25% thing so many times. He gave instructions. Now, that's again very interesting, you know. Suppose I say you should give 50% to Krishna and 25% to family and 25% for yourself for saving, you know. Everybody will run away. Everybody will run away. They will say, what is this? Prabhuji, you are telling something. We are not able to maintain our families, you know, pay mortgage, car insurance, car installment, medical, this, that, so on. Where is the money left? So this 50% does not mean that you take out of your, suppose you are getting a 10,000 salary, then you take out 5,000 and give to the temple. It doesn't mean like that. It means that 50% is to be used for Krishna conscious activities. Like bhoga, you know, you are buying grocery. If you are buying for yourself, that's the family expense. If you are buying for Krishna, you know, then it is Krishna conscious expense. Everything like that, you know. You have a car, if you are using the car for going to the temple and doing temple activities, going to Bhakti Vriksha, everything comes under the Krishna conscious percentage. And if you are using for going to the movies, clubs, birthday parties, hangama parties, etc., that all goes to your account. Then even the education of the children, you know, if you are bringing up the children to become devotees ultimately, then that also goes in Krishna conscious account. But if you are going to have them, you know, some criminal lawyer or this or that, you know, then crime lawyer, not criminal lawyer, then that goes to your account. So like that, this is how we have to understand. So saving is also must. Family has to be taken care, no doubt about that. But you know what happens? We overindulge in family expenses. For example, a kid may need a toy to play with, but now you go to families and you will find that one room is full of toys. 90% of them have not been used right now, you know, they were used sometime. And the child doesn't want to use it anymore. But still, because the child has the attachment and you also have attachment, those things are with us. So like that, we have so many things in our house. You know, that's why here we have this garage sale every now and then. You know, you'll see all the unwanted things. First you buy and then you dispose. So people are busy. There was some survey that what is the most important part, important things for a woman in the society. So there people said, somebody said family, this, that, but there were a good number who were saying shopping, you know. Shopping is the priority. Because you have money. How can you shop? Okay, if you don't have money, also these days, if you have a plastic card, that's good enough. The society is burdened with this plastic card thing, you know. I still remember our good old days. If you have money, you buy the thing, you know. I bought my first car, my first everything by I own money, you know. Nobody was able to. We were in Bombay, and you know, the refrigerator used to cost some 3,000 rupees or something, and you know, and to struggle whole 2 years to save money to buy that. But that was good because then I don't have to worry about payments now to the money lender, whoever it is. So we see that those who are following this, you know, there were some people who were literally doing it. During Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's time, there was one very, very poor person called Narayan. And he was, you know, his job was to, he will go and collect this banana leaves and then he will sell it. And he heard in one class somewhere that 50% is to be given. So this is not new. During Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's time also they were talking of it. So he took it to his heart. So he'll go and sell his banana leaves for, you know, 4 anas or 6 anas. Those days anas were there, not paisa. And then suppose he sells for 4, then he will go and two anas he will give there. Sometimes he will get only 1 ana. He'll sell only 1 ana. Now you can't have half of ana. So he will give that 1 ana to the temple and he will sleep, drink water and sleep. But that is like at a pure level, when you have taken the instruction of the spiritual master like purely. But at least we can use our intelligence and, you know, see how we can, use this money as suggested by the Acharya. And then naturally, if you imagine everybody does that, how much wonderful things will be. The average saving of an American is zero. Sometime it was negative also, you know, that means you are spending more than you are earning. But now they say it is zero because some people have got some beating by the recession. That's again Krishna's plan. He brings in these calamities once in a while so that we balance ourselves, you know, we don't overindulge. So this way he improved the condition of the earth. He restored. It's not that he did some plastic surgery or, you know, some surgery to put the... Because the bull is not a real bull anyway. He just, the dharma has taken the form of the bull for bringing up the issue in front of the king. Because he knew that the king will come and, you know, he'll take notice of what is happening there. And then once these 4 things again, you know, tapa, shaucham, daya, satyam. Satyam is still there. It's not described here because that's the 4th leg. So it's being described 3 legs only. Austerity, cleanliness and mercy. Mercy on other living beings. Austerity is, I want something but I don't want it. I don't need it. That is austerity. That's all. Simple austerity means that. I want something but I am restraining myself, I am saying no, I will not have it. That is austerity. And cleanliness is cleanliness, you know. More important is the internal cleanliness. But external cleanliness is also important. Not that I am very pure inside but I would not take bath and go in the temple, you know. I don't need to. No, that's why there are the 64 items of do's and don'ts in a temple. Someday we will take it up. In fact, I don't know, I may restart, I've done it 2 times already, I restart Nectar of Devotion. Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu is just like a encyclopedia of devotional service. Of course, I'm going to reproduce that into our Facebook page, Krishna Bhakti Yoga. So, with that note, I would like to stop. Thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Jai.